Oh, I'm going to get shit for this, how I worded that.
Why?
I'm on Marty Miller Rover right now. Good dude.
Yeah, cool. Like it, man. Thank you very much for that.
And I meant that in the gayest of all gay
Thanks,
ways.
Thanks, yeah. Much appreciated. Can we talk drugs?
We can, yeah. I know about them. I'm an expert.
What was the lowest point that you remember going, oh, right, I've got to get a fix here, I've got to... What was... When did you... I suppose maybe... When was the time that you turned around and said, shit, this is bad?
Yeah, there was... Because it happened so gradually, there wasn't this big shift or sea change in my alcohol and drug use. It was just kind of kept getting deeper. And there was always... Here was my excuse. There was always somebody worse than me. And there was, and I'd lost some friends. But when I was, you know, when I had to have, it was really like the booze and the opiate pills, like the codeine and stuff. When I had to have a codeine, the pills, and I had to have a nice stash of them everywhere I went, because the withdrawal from opiates just... horrible. Yeah. It's a horrible... So it's not fun. None of it's fun. You're just like gripping against having withdrawal from the booze and from the opiates. And the coke is just kind of keeping you up enough so that you can deal. And but I knew it was... Well, there was one line I would never cross, and that was performance, my band.
Okay.
And there was one gig in Mexico City where... We went on so late that I would, you know, I'd constantly go ride this roller coaster. You get just high enough or whatever for to play, but not too high. Mm. But if you're going on at 2 hours late, then you gotta fix that up somehow. Yeah. Yeah. And we went on stage one night. I don't know how late we were. It doesn't really matter. But by the time I got on stage, I couldn't. The ground underneath me wasn't solid.
Just wasn't there, yeah.
And I had to just sit back by Matt Sorum's drum, kick drum,
yeah,
and just completely concentrate. And it wasn't enjoyable. It was, I'm too fucked now.
Yeah.
So that's when I knew it got really bad. And that's when I actually did try to stop at one point about 10 months before my pancreas burst, and I went off the vodka and just drank wine. But of course I was drinking like 10 bottles of wine a day, and I quit the coke, and I was got off the pills. And but I think the damage by that point was way far done.
What do you do if you get a headache now? Can you take a painkiller?
I can. I mean, if I have like dentistry or something like that done, or I threw out my back about 6 months ago. So I was on muscle relaxers, but when you're in that much pain, you don't feel like that effect. When you're taking pain pills or muscle relaxers, all this stuff, just for the high, yes, you will get high. But what I found, like the muscle relaxers, when I threw out my back, I didn't even feel the high part of it. So I just got to be very careful if I do that stuff, because I have that little monster in the corner of my room.
Sure.
So he's ready to come party anytime.
See, isn't that the worry? Your two girls, if you found out that they were dabbling or using, what would you do?
We've had very honest conversations. The book is very graphic now, and they came to the book reading I did in Seattle. I did this book reading where I read some pretty graphic stuff. But I read also about my mom, and I read about me, my wife having our babies, you know, and that's my arc of life. Hmm. It's a good arc.
Okay.
But they read about, I don't know if they actually realized that I almost died years before they were born.
Right.
So now there's it was a teachable moment afterwards. I didn't mean to scare them, and I was really like